Recorded conversation, General McCutcheon to General Bouchonnal at 10:04 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 4 August.
McCutcheon, sir.
Yeah. Morning, General. This is McCutcheon in Think Back.
Yeah.
In response to the previous request of General Wheeler, I'll give you an interim report as to what I found out. Admiral Moore is in his command post. Fleet and the task group are alerted and aware of these messages and the threat. As far as measures to be taken, they have the two DDs that are on station there, the Turner Joy and Maddox. The Tyco, with her three DDs, is 15 minutes away by air. She is alerted. The Connie came out of Hong Kong yesterday and is headed south. I haven't got an ETA yet, but she's headed to rendezvous with the Tyco.
We just had a flash that outfit's under attack now. Do you have anything on that?
No, sir. I haven't seen that one yet.
For your information, the message is coming telling you to take the Connie and put it off SVN, maybe in the vicinity of the Tycon, but bring it on down in that area. And we'll leave the deployment position up to you. Got that?
So that action's already been done. She's headed south.
On Admiral Sharp's request for rules of engagement.
Right.
We're sending a message that says stay at 11. He asked for 8, but this says stay at 11. It says aircraft only up to 3-mile limit.
Okay.
Is authorized.
Right.
So you want to pass that by phone fast.
Okay. And aircraft up to 3, but the boats stay at 11.
Right.
Right.
And, taking a look at some possible retaliatory type points we might want to take out. You might be thinking of it and come in if you've got any particular ideas on where we might go inside the place and faces and so forth to wipe them back if they do in fact make this attack.
Right.
Okay, if you get any word on the attack, results, etc., right, keep them just coming as fast as you can get them.
Yes, sir, will do.
Thank you.
General Bouchonnal?
Yeah.
Les, would you go to Mr. McNamara's office, please, sir?
Right.